from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Wow. Coming in at number one, reigning premiers Collingwood are in all sorts of trouble after dropping their third straight game to start the 2024 season. I watched till half time and I think they might have been up by about eight.
Yeah.
They just clawed back.
They had a lead, lost a big lead, then clawed it back. But then, yeah,
and I just
half.
Assumed they'd roll over them. But that's the Collingwood of old.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They would usually find a way in the last two seasons.
What's happening?
It's just bizarre. The fifth reigning premier in history to start a season 0-3.
And then they'll go to Brisbane next week and most likely go 0-4.
We'll see. Well, their form hasn't been good either. So.
Yeah, Brisbane
and then
need a win too.
They come back and play who?
The Hawks, but I think that's gather round. So
Adelaide.
Yeah, I don't think they're at the G for another 2 weeks.
I wonder if the Hawks could magically...
Oh, the Hawks, they've got plenty of pluck about them. Beat them last year.
Gee.
Wow. Bit to talk to Max about this morning.
Yeah.
Max Gorn after 8 o'clock, Marty.
Coming in at 2, the Allen government will explore scrapping residential stamp duty in a bold bid to address a worsening housing supply crisis. Senior government sources said major stamp duty reform was now very firmly on the table, just a month after Treasurer Tim Pallas ruled it out.
Well, this is a good move if this happens. It's
absolutely
such a huge amount of money
sure
to try
is.
And buy a place.
Particularly for guys like me who are trying to buy several places.
I'm not sure it's designed to help people like you out.
Well, it
Marty.
Should be. Why should I be punished
help
for doing well?
Out. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Everyone should be
like,
helped
I don't
out.
Pay enough tax. Christ almighty, I'm single-handedly keeping Medicare going. Honestly, it's ridiculous the amount of tax I pay.
Taking stamp duty away, though, would incentivise people to move quicker sell houses and move to the next one.
And it's a huge benefit for people trying to buy their first home.
Of course.
Because you think, geez, we got a pretty good buy.
Yeah.
And then you get your stamp duty and you go, oh, I forgot about that.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands of dollars that just goes to the government.
Yes.
Disappears.
God almighty, the
helping the big bill.
Sucks balls.
It's one of their biggest money spinners, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
That and Crown.
That's good.
Coming in at 3, Johnny Depp's been accused of berating one of his former co-stars whilst on the set of Blow. Lola Glordini told the Powerful Truth Angels podcast, Johnny Depp, when they say cut, walks over to me, comes up to me, sticks his finger in my face and he goes, who the F do you think you are? Who the F do you think you are? Shut the F up. I'm out here and I'm trying to effing say my lines and you're effing pulling focus, you effing idiot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Gee, there's a lot there, isn't
it? Sounds like a programming meeting.
It continued as well. It was a long, it was more.
Well, you know, in fairness to Johnny, maybe she was all those things.
Maybe.
Pulling focus.
What, you can't have a straight chat anymore?
We could probably do it in a different
I don't think you need to do it like
way.
That.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with the world. Coming in at 4. Well, I mean, Johnny, let's not pretend, isn't a kook with form.
Oh, he's disgusting.
The worst one was the red wine footage, you know, where he smashed the red wine glass in the kitchen while he was dating that woman.
Yep.
Regardless of what went on between them, you don't start throwing glasses around the kitchen.
No, that whole relationship was just toxic. There was just nothing good in that relationship.
And I think Johnny's a big part of nothing good in that relationship. Coming in at 4, an investigation's underway after father of three, Jeremy Brooks, died from a snake bite. This is a terrible story.
Awful story.
Whilst trying to remove an Eastern Brown from a childcare centre on Tuesday, it's now emerged that Mr. Brooks was not a qualified snake catcher, raising questions about why he was attempting the dangerous removal.
Well, poor bugger.
Guess you make just snap decisions.
Well, and who knows why he was doing it, but he's a father of three who's died from a snake bite.
It's so sad.
And particularly, I think he went home.
I heard that he drove himself to the hospital.
Did he? Right.
His wife had been doing CPR or something like that.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. How awful. 30 seconds. It's a dreadful
it's
story.
It's a terrible story. And
poor kids.
I hope his kids are okay.
Yeah.
They won't be. No. Coming in at 5, researchers are over the moon as a miracle platypus Puggle is born in Sydney's Royal National Park.
Yay.
It's the first of its kind to be born in the park in more than 5 decades.
Yeah. That's good news.
Go for it, Puggle.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie's set to bring The Sims to the big screen following her huge success with Barbie last year.
Miles, are you
so that would just be like people robotic.
Getting trapped in pools and things.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Top 6 at 6.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.